We're back in the desert.
Dry as hell out here.
Yep.
Need some chapstick.
Still in search of chapstick and water. Water.
Maybe we could find a cactus. They store some water inside them. You know? Nope, not even any cacti to be seen.
Yeah, sure. So, we've watched another episode of Roswell, New Mexico, the newest hit to come out of the CW.
Episode 7.
Yes. What was this? I saw the sign.
Yes.
And
I saw the sign.
What's funny is I feel like these titles are, like, subtly telling us what's happening. Like, it's a small detail, but throughout the episode, we did see that one sign multiple times. So, we have seen the sign. So...
Oh, the symbol.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was about the symbol.
Mm-hmm. So, interestingly enough...
I did not make that connection. So.
Yeah, I'm just now making it.
Amazing.
Just because I'm remembering those things. But every time we watch it, I'm, like, super shocked that Julie Plec is, like, involved. So I'm like, Julie Plec! I'm so shocked that she's doing this. And I'm like... You know what? It seems directly up her alley. She's... If you don't know who Julie Plec is...
I don't.
She is responsible for The Vampire Diaries and its subsequent spinoffs. So,
oh boy.
She's also responsible for the originals and also now Legacies, which is doing its darndest, I guess. It comes on before Supernatural on Thursdays.
I haven't seen any of them except for, I think I saw like 2 or 3 episodes of The Vampire Diaries. Because I really like the books, so I'm like, oh, there's a show, I should go watch it. And I watched it and was like, nope, not for me.
You know what? I think we should commit to watching Legacies when it comes out.
Oh, boy.
You have to wait until it's done airing, and then a week after that, they put it on Netflix.
Oh, nice.
Because the CW has a deal with them, so it's really great.
Yeah.
But we should commit to watching that
when it comes out. I'm here for it.
We can replace some of our movie things with it. It'll be fun. So, we watched another episode of Roswell, and, you know, this episode they were talking about this frickin' sign, which is, at the beginning, they had that weird shit with, the military people.
The autopsy.
Autopsy, yeah.
Yeah.
And they were, you know, dissecting...
An alien.
Yeah, an alien that was at the crash site back in Roswell in, I guess, 47? Because that was 1947.
Yeah, I think it was 47. You're right.
It's very interesting.
Yeah. Because we had to rewind and see at the time date.
Yeah,
because we were just like, we missed the time. Yeah.
It was July 7th,
1947. They need to have that up longer and in bigger text.
Yeah.
For those who have shorter attentions.
But in the hand was that symbol.
Yeah.
The same symbol that we saw in the previous episode where
On the sand when she blacked out.
Mm-hmm. It was also on her hand.
Yes, it was on her hand.
It's very interesting. I don't know what the sign is supposed to mean. They didn't go into what it's any kind of subtext with that. When they were doing the autopsy, they pulled out some organ that looked like it might have been a bomb.
Yeah, they did, didn't they?
Because it glowed, and I'm like...
Oh, I wasn't looking much during the autopsy, because I'm just like, gross.
How are you pronouncing it?
Autopsy?
Autopsy.
Autopsy.
Yeah, autopsy.
How else to say it?
Autopsy.
Autopsy.
Yeah. But you were going, autopsy.
I don't know what
it
I'm
sounded
saying.
Really weird.
Like, when I'm saying it, it sounds weird, but I'm also like, I don't know how to make it sound less weird, so I'm going to keep saying this, because I think if I change something, it's just going to be more weird.
Fair.
This is why I just don't talk.
I mean,
you know?
In that way.
Yeah.
You're just like, I'm afraid that someone's going to correct me.
Because
I'm like, I'm not. I was just wondering how you
were saying. I rely on my friends to be like with online, it's at that point now where it's like anything you type in has spell check, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's good. That saves me a lot. Like the I before E, I can't keep track of that.
Sometimes there's the exception to the rule.
Exactly.
It's like I before E, except after C.
Exactly. So anyways, but I rely on my friends to be my speaking check.
My speaking spells.
Yeah. I don't know how to say words.
No, it's fine. I'm just laughing at that. I'm like, speaking spell. It's funny.
Autopsy. Odd-opsy.
Well, it was odd because I remember the doctor being like, have you ever seen anything like this? He's just like, this is nothing like I've ever seen. And
then well, they did it is an alien.
Yeah, and then they did the sting, and they were like, Roswell. I wish that's what it went. Roswell.
That's gonna
That's gonna be my new ringtone.
Oh my god. I need a copy of just that intro with you doing the voice and sound effects over it.
I can definitely make a sound clip of this for you and send it to you.
Please do, thank you.
Do I have an updated email from you? You know what? Just shoot me an email.
I was gonna say, do you not have my email?
I might not, so just shoot me an email here at ohnoits2am at gmail.com. I can definitely send it back to you.
Okay, cool. Great. Now that we have that settled.
Yes. So, there, we saw the sign, ironically.
I mean, it's kind of funny. We saw the sign.
The best friend comes back. Suddenly, she's back. I know we just talked about the fact that she was gone for literally several episodes.
Yeah.
But she has reemerged. And they're like, she's back. Why was she gone? She's been dealing with her mom. Her mom has Alzheimer's, I guess.
Well, she specifically said she doesn't have Alzheimer's or dementia or anything like that. Like, they've taken her to the doctor and she doesn't. They haven't been able to find any actual thing that's wrong with her.
But she's fucking
crazy. She's crazy, yeah. She talks about aliens coming to get you and all that fun stuff. Which, like, let's be real, she's not wrong.
Yeah. So the thing is she's dissociated. Like, yeah. She's detached. She doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
She's just like, something's going this way, something's going that way.
She keeps thinking that Liz is Rosa and, like, kind of forgetting what time she's in, I guess.
Yeah.
But she also, like, it's very back and forth.
It really is, so it's hard to pin down.
Yeah.
It's just like, am I being fed lies?
Yeah.
That's the real question.
Because I think it's mainly just her, like, confusing Liz with Rosa.
Yeah.
Is the biggest sign of, like, Alzheimer's or dementia that she has.
I really just don't know. I just know there's something wrong with homegirl. Yeah. And the funny thing is that she's like, I'm also a psychic.
Of course. Runs in the family.
So I'm like, she's a psychic. She's dissociating hardcore.
I'm still sad that that time she went to go read Liz's palm, she got confused and started talking to her like she was Rosa, because I just really wanted her to read Liz for filth. That's all I wanted.
That's really what we want.
Out of that scene.
The funny thing is, what's funny about that is I'm like, do we just hate main characters? Like, what is that? Like, or are they
They're just not interesting.
That's the funny thing, is they're the ones that aren't as interesting. It's like, their side characters are some... Honestly, I find that often happens to me when I'm writing. It's like, I care way more about my side characters than my main characters. It's like, my main character's driving the plot, but it's really just so these side characters can do these other things.
Yeah.
But really, I'm like, aren't they the main characters at that point?
I mean, honestly.
That's why I like ensembles, because you can focus on small pockets of things.
Right, right. Same here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, the thing is, like, with this one especially, like, Liz isn't even, she's not, like, awful, she's just not, like, especially interesting. But, like, Max is very frustrating, because I'm like, he's just so tropey in the, like,
yeah,
I have to, must protect.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my god, chill out.
And he's...
I don't think we've seen him smile in, like, 4 episodes.
It's because Liz broke his heart.
My god.
And that's why he was sleeping with his partner again.
Oh my god.
She came back. She literally, like, what was really funny is, like, it was clearly the next morning after him and Liz had talked.
Yeah.
So we're just like, did he call her immediately after? It's just like, I'm upset, let's have sex.
That's basically what he does, yeah.
And homegirl is so sad that she's just like, sure, why not?
Yeah.
Any port in a storm, that's what she said
later. But now she's trying to get intel.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. And the funny thing is, well, at the very beginning, they literally said why she was doing it, because, like, the guy who asked her for it, which is actually Alex's dad.
Right.
Because he works for the military, and he's also an asshole.
Yeah.
But, and a homophobe. So...
Just generally not a cool person.
Yeah, he's not cool dad of the year.
No. Mm-hmm.
So, or even good dad, period.
No.
So...
He's the one who smashed Michael's hand with the hammer.
Yeah.
Attacked a minor.
Who does that? Who just literally smashes someone's hand with a hammer?
Apparently he does.
Anyway, he wants some intel, because he's trying to figure out about aliens, and he has a suspicion about Max. I don't know why. He just suddenly has an inkling about him, for some reason. You know why? Because that's what the story needs.
The drama.
Yeah, they just need the drama.
We need tension around Max because he's not tense enough as it is.
I know. And he can't control his fucking powers when he gets upset. He's just like, rawr!
Oh my god, I know. He has so little control over himself. And I think that, like, at least based off of the little bit that we saw from the first season, I think that's the biggest difference between him and, like, his past self, is his past self is more, like, I want to say, like, gentle? He was more, like, reserved, repressed, and, mm-hmm. like, I actually do have control, I'm just very specifically choosing not to react.
Yeah.
And he's just like, I cannot control my emotions.
Yeah.
Or my powers, and I'm like, okay.
So, yeah, Michael is the one who has way more control over his abilities, it seems.
Yeah. I mean, he's the only one who hasn't killed someone yet, so.
That's the irony. Yeah. So they're the murder twins, and he's the good one.
And he has the most tragic backstory.
Yeah, he's like, I don't have an actual home.
Where's your villain now?
All we really needed to do was a little bit of introspection, and we find out that Max was truly the villain all along. No, there has to be a villain somewhere. Like, they're lurking. There's a bad alien out there lurking somewhere.
Yeah.
I know it for a fact. I agree. See, the thing about this show is, it's kind of like I guess, an ensemble, but for the most part, it's, like, a bunch of people who have, like, little bits of the story, and we don't know how they fit together.
Right.
And, you know, I guess, is her name Maria? The best friend?
I think so.
Yeah, I really don't know how she fits into the story.
No.
She just has, like, random information about Rosa because they were friends.
I know in the first, like, in the original Roswell, she played actually a really big part in it.
Yeah.
But she seems, at least based off the people who have seen both, like, they say that she seems to have taken a really big step back in the reboot.
Mm. What's interesting, what's funny is I guess Julie was just like, I don't like Maria. I don't think she actually plays that big of a role. They just gave it to her because she was there.
Yeah. Well, I think another thing is, I think in the original, like, her and Michael get together?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So I think that's part of it. Because now that Michael is #Galien in the reboot.
Yeah.
If I'm remembering it correctly. Although a bunch of people are, like, really, like, expecting a love triangle between the three, so.
Actually, that might happen. Especially considering that one scene they had in this episode where they were drinking.
Honestly, I'm not here for it.
Me either.
I'm not interested.
I don't want that kind of drama.
I'm really sick of the whole love triangle thing.
Yeah.
Unless it organically happens. I think I got sick of the love triangle after, like, the last season of Jane the Virgin, and I'm like, I'm just so sick of this. I've been watching this love triangle for how many seasons is Jane the Virgin?
This is going on the sixth, I think.
Cool, so six seasons?
Yeah. Yeah, I think really what it is, unless the love triangle is like, oh, this is my past boyfriend and we broke up and then me and this other person got together, that's the only way I feel like that's gonna work.
Right.
Otherwise, I'm just like farting into it.
Yeah. It's just the whole love triangle thing has been beaten into the ground.
It really has. It's become like a standard for television when it comes to relationships.
It's exhausting, honestly, and especially, like I said, like, going back to Jane the Virgin, like, it got to the point where for a while I was like, oh, I'm team so-and-so, and then I got to the point where I'm like, honestly, I don't even care, just pick one, because I'm so over this love triangle.
I'm so over,
like, I don't even care who ends up with who in general, just pick someone. They can be gay. I don't care. Like,
I understand. I truly feel that, too.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, love triangles just get tedious after a while.
Yeah.
Because then, in the end, you always end up being way more upset with the actual person who's in the middle of the triangle.
Right.
Because you're just like, ugh, I fucking hate you for making this drama.
Yeah, really. It gets really old so quickly, especially since it's so overused.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is, they got Alex to stop using the crutch because I guess production really just wasn't feeling that. They're like, get rid of it. We don't like it.
Scripty is like, I don't feel like keeping track of this anymore. Please get out.
Yeah.
Please get rid of it. My favorite theory is that props just lost it, so they just wrote it out because they forgot to bring it to
set. I full on believe that. They're just like, oh, we have to do this filming today. We cannot push it. So they were just like, screw it. We'll rewrite the line. He no longer walks with a crutch. He had to wait for his prosthetics to really just heal up or something. Now he's the bionic man.
I guess.
I wanted to say I'm kind of curious to see the prosthetic, but am I? I'm just curious about prosthetics in general. Like, where are they now with how they work, how they function?
I know there are a lot of different options. Like, you can get ones that are, like, very fancy, like, basically robot legs, like, function very well. And then you have ones that are just, like, basically one, I don't know the terms for it, but, like, pole, let's say pole, and then, like, just a curved foot, what functions as a foot. And I know that one actually gets used a lot for, like, athletes.
Yeah.
Because you can, like, actually run and move in it really well, and it's light, so it doesn't throw off your balance.
Interesting.
I don't know much, though. Supposedly, they can 3D print prosthetics now. Wow. I see stuff about that. They're, like, really cheap, too. Because I know at least one thing I do know about prosthetics is that pretty much no matter what kind you get, they're crazy expensive.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to our medical podcast.
Yeah. MovingOn.org.
I like how we delve into that. I mean, I really feel like that's pretty much all that happened in this episode other than... they decided to commit
she committed herself.
Yeah, because she's just like, I'm a danger to people.
Which, like, I mean, true.
It's very factual.
Yeah.
Especially since I'm convinced that there is a bad alien out there who's, like, somehow jumping into her mind.
I mean, my favorite theory is that it's actually a bunch of ghosts that are just possessing people around the town. because I just really want to see a show about ghosts and aliens. Like, you can't get that much better.
Yeah.
Vampires, too.
See, that would be interesting. Vampires in the desert. Someplace where it's mostly sunny. I'd be interested in that. I mean, they kind of did that with,
What if Alex is a vampire? How much do you think that would complicate matters?
I don't know. A vampire and an alien.
A vampire and alien walk into a bar.
See, you know, I was thinking that, but I didn't want to say it.
A vampire, an alien, and a homophobic military dad walk into a tool shed. What happens?
Watch What Happens Live.
Oof.
With broken hands.
Spoiler alert, the vampire and alien don't win.
Somehow he won. I don't know. What's the name of the next episode? I can't remember. It was something stupid, I feel. Dead air.
Dead air. Yeah, I do not know. I don't recall.
I don't recall. She says, you know, I'm enjoying the fact that they're named after songs.
I am too. Every time I see it, especially since there are lost songs I like, and I'm like, ah, yes, that song.
They're all like songs from the 90s. Or early, either the 90s or the early 2000s, I feel like. So, the next one is called Barely Breathing, which is that Gavin?
Yes.
That's not Gavin Rossdale, I don't think. I don't know. But I do like that song a lot. Anyway. That was a long time to pause. I was just thinking that. No, it's Duncan Sheck. That's who it is.
Yeah, I just Googled it.
Me too. I looked it up on Spotify. But anyway... so we're gonna keep watching, obviously. I'm excited to see what the hell Julie Plec does with this show, because she does a lot of weird stuff sometimes, so...
I would like more weird things to happen. That's my main request. Generally, not enough weird stuff in this episode, so I'd like to rate it a 3 out of 10. But...
Catherine is really brutal on this
right
now. I'm
disappointed.
Which is funny, because mine is more like a 2.7.
Yeah.
I have to get personal with the points, with the decimal points.
Apparently.
But yeah, like, really, especially since the last, I feel like, two episodes have been very, like, interesting and on point, where it's just, like, there's actual drama, and you're just like, oh, this is good, and then I feel like we just lost steam, and that's the thing with this show, is I feel like it just casually loses steam.
Like, as soon as they really start to build up the tension and the drama, the next episode, they just completely drop it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like, you should have, like, I do think, like, having ups and downs is good, but, like, it's, like, right at a point where you're, like, oh, yeah, this is, like, really exciting, things are happening, and then they just totally drop it and, like, move on to some other random subplot. And that's why this episode was frustrating, because, like, you started going on about, like, it wasn't even continuations of other subplots, it was, like, here's some other new subplot with, like, occasionally one line of dialogue that references one of the other ongoing subplots.
Yeah. I mean, I really don't get why they do that, but...
No.
You know, they just casually let it happen.
It's rude.
It is. It's like, I really just want more... I just want more weird stuff, more drama. I mean...
It's true.
You're wasting the fact that you have aliens.
Yeah. Like, your characters aren't interesting enough to just have filler episodes like that, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they can do that with Supernatural because they just do other weird Supernatural stuff that doesn't...
Right. Like, and, pertain. Like, sometimes they just act as, like, standalone episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which are fun. Yeah. So, I'm like...
Yeah.
Like, those were neither.
Yeah, especially if I'm just like, I just want to go casually watch a couple episodes of Supernatural. I'm not going to go watch something that is part of a big overarching plot. I want to watch one of the Oners.
Yeah.
I'm going to go watch a filler episode.
I'm not going to go watch one. I'm not going to go watch the episodes that are about Metatron. I'm going to go watch those random ones.
Exactly. Yeah.
But anyway.
Moving on.
So, next time we'll be watching Barely Breathing. Hopefully something fun happens.
You know what? If Roswell, New Mexico gets renewed for a second season, you know what I want to see?
What?
A Roswell, New Mexico and Supernatural crossover.
That would be interesting.
Right?
I think that would give them a good ratings boost.
I think it would be a lot of fun. They're on the same network, so, like, where are you at? Are they still? Is Supernatural still? Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, same network.
Where else are they going to go?
Right. Yeah, really? Who else will take them?
Other than, like, TNT, which is where they show, like, their reruns.
Right. Yeah, well, I think they're already on the same network. It's super doable. I think I would super watch it. Like, yes. I would be there.
Hey, I love a good crossover. I'm still waiting on my Supernatural Grey's Anatomy crossover.
Yeah, what happened to crossovers? Because I feel like those, like, don't happen anymore.
The CW does them with their DC shows.
Okay, well, where's... Where's our Supernatural Roswell crossover? I need it.
I know. They did it with Scooby-Doo. Supernatural went Scooby-Doo. So, I mean, hey, let's do it.
Where it at?
We can get this together. We can get this coin.
I have demands that need to be met.
As always, listeners, thanks for listening.
Gucci.
Gucci.